I woke up in the night about something that's happening generally, and it feels like an energy phenomenon. And this is what it looks like. And remember, I don't know. I really don't know anything. And I get these things that come, and then often they're in such abstract form, it's difficult to find words to describe them. Here goes. It feels like there's an energy phenomenon happening on the planet. And this lines up with predictions we've been having for thousands of years. There is something moving, changing, refining, and then we're going to come to a place where there's a click, and some of us or all of us are going to pop into another way of experiencing what we call reality. The word experience may not be appropriate then, because experience has an experiencer and the experience, and this new phenomenon may be just one. The experiencer and the experience are one. So going on the web every day and checking out what's happening in the world, there's something happening. And it seems as though there's a movement, even in the most unconscious people, the most primitive people, there's a movement going on there. In the most primitive, it tends to be violent and confrontive. It seems to be getting stronger. That's moving. And I imagine it's a bit like a tidal wave. That moves along to the next level of people who are just starting to become conscious that there is something else other than the mundane everyday life. And that wave carries on to people who are starting to say, I need to give more time to something beyond my mundane life. The wave carries on, and some people are saying, I need to really take a look at this. The wave goes on until we reach the people, a new wave of people who are saying, I need to make this my priority. This is the most important thing. I acknowledge I want to be safe and secure and predictable. I want to have a good relationship. I want to have lots of money. I want to feel good. I acknowledge that, and I'm starting to see that that doesn't work. Because every time I think ahead, oh, I'd like that, and I get it, and I get there, and it doesn't give me what I was expecting. It doesn't give me that deep feeling of fulfillment, because another thing pops up. Oh, and when I get that, and when I get that. And in my personal life, I have contact with people who are going through these different levels. And it seems quite clear to me that people are, let's use this cliche term, starting to wake up. To wake up that things are not the way they've been told and the way they've been accepting. Things are different. There's something else happening. Now, this is what I see with this tidal wave. Wherever it starts, it's coming along and it's moving people to the next stage. It's giving them impetus to the next stage. One of these stages is after a person has said, my practical life is no longer my priority, I'm looking for what else is there. And then they read and listen and do workshops and open themselves up to another possibility. With this new wave of energy, it feels as though, as you say, I'm available, so you get the support for that. And I don't think it's esoteric. I think it's actually more scientific than esoteric. You make the space, existence fills in the space. You make a space of complaining, existence will fill in with complaining. You make a space of being more conscious, you'll get support to be more conscious. Now, as we said before, one of the things that happens in this state is the old starts to fade away. Now, when you're not there yet, you say, oh, the old fading away, that's all right. No, no. You see, it's not just the old as you think it. It's the old you, the very person that's thinking it's fading, is fading. The person is fading. And then the gap, the dark night of the soul, there's the old is going, and I cannot see the new. And you cannot see the new with the old. I think it was Einstein said, problems can't be solved with the mind that created them. So you can't see what's coming. So the mind, which is designed to keep you safe and secure and predictable, grabs back to the old. All right, we'll let things change, but I've got to stay in control because we can't see what's coming. I can't predict. And it can't predict because it doesn't have the facility to predict. And for some people, not only is it coming, it's happening. And I know some people who are in this state now. And there comes a switchover point. The Satori group can give you that switchover point. It can give you that experience. But you can have it in your life as well. If you're ready to have consciousness as your priority, if you are really ready to stop holding the past and allow what we call the unknown to take over, is the word that came. So many people are on the cusp now. And this is what I was seeing. As they pop over to this new state, the tidal wave carries on to people that have gone beyond this state already. And they're going into another state. And of course I don't know this, but I have a feeling a state of consciousness is coming to the planet that we've never, ever had here before. Not even from the sages of old. Something new. Yes, the sages of old, especially from the East, they're definitely to be looked at, studied, hear what they say, feel what you feel when they say it, especially people like Lao Tzu. Feel what they're saying. And it may be something's coming that we can't possibly imagine. So what I'm feeling is the shifts that are happening at the base, the violence, is shifting people into another level, another level, another level. People that are on the cusp, it'll help them to pop over. And then when they pop over, they might be doing something for the people. So the people that have popped into this new state already, carry on the wave to the people that were already in it to support them too. So another little thing has just popped up about that. You see, as we've talked about before, seems to be two types of people that have an awakening. One says, thank you very much, I'm awake, I'll wait for everybody to come along. And they sort of disappear, you don't hear about those. And then there's the people that say, no, I'm awake and I want to help other people. I want to help them through my experiences of how I got here. So, in the East they're called bodhisattvas. So they're available for other people. Now it is possible that when this end flip, although it may not be the end, this flip happens with the tidal wave to the people who are already in the space, they may go into silence. It may not be appropriate for them anymore to attempt to communicate on what we'll call the human level. And there are instances of gurus in India who don't speak. In fact, there was one that didn't speak. Mahavir. There was one famous one that didn't speak, and his disciples interpreted the silence into what was written about. And you see, the silence is the most pure, because as soon as, not only is anything said, but anything thought, as soon as it's thought, it has to translate itself, contaminate itself, to go to what we'll call a lower level of the mind, so that it can understand and feel comfortable. So the levels that are most interesting to the people that are riding the wave towards the end is, don't attempt to understand. Don't agree or disagree, because if the mind does that, for sure it's not getting what's being said. So the most pure is this silence from the peace that can't be understood. A peace, a stillness that's still moving. So I'm going to branch off now because something else has popped up. We've talked about it before. And science is now saying something similar. Everything is vibrating. And some of the sages say, everything is vibrating. Some of the sages say, there isn't anything out there. Nothing out there. Scientists say there's no color out there, there's no sound out there. The mind constructs it. Well, the mind might be constructing everything, including you, what you call you. Vibration, a frequency. Now, frequencies don't stay at the source. Frequencies radiate. Trees are radiating. Your table's radiating. We're all radiating, and we're affecting each other. There's no distance. There's no space. There's no time in this dimension. If you think of somebody gratefully, maybe they bought you something. That happens to me over and over. Many people have bought me things, and every time I pick it up, every time I look at it, I just get a flash of that person, and I can feel a warm feeling for them. But you see, that is touching them. It is. And if somebody's negative towards you, they're touching you. Because we're all in contact with each other, everything and everybody. And so, as we keep saying, be very aware of what you think, because that thought is having an effect on you, and then if it's a negative thought, it goes out negatively and comes back negatively to you. If it's a warm, loving thought, it goes out warm and loving and comes back to you. Warm and loving. You know that. If you're judging somebody and feeling revengeful, you know how you feel. You contract. Often your face screws up. If you think of, say your friend has just had a new baby, and you think of the baby, a smile comes, a warmth comes, a beautiful feeling comes, and that's how we're creating ourselves in each moment. Okay, we're going to talk about each moment again and again and again and again. You see, as again they're saying in the East, everything is Maya, an illusion. And our mind plays with illusions. It takes the past and projects it into the future, and it keeps missing this moment. And this moment is the only one that's relevant. We're here. We're now. This is it. And if you could just give yourself some time, some space to experiment, to keep coming back to now. Now. I once heard of a guru who used to tie bells on his ankles, and as he walked, it went clink, 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 and all it was there was to keep him in the present. In the present. Here. Now. And you're in a different dimension. As usual. Nothing to be taken seriously. And I really do feel a change is happening. And the more we make ourselves available, in a way, let's say the more brave we are. Although you see, once you're the other side, it wasn't bravery, it was just intelligence. Let it happen. Let life happen. Bye for now.